Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 6, His miracle. Which is easier to say to the paralytic? Your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and pick up your pallet and walk? Mark 2, verse 9. Stress management was one of the first classes I took in my organizational behavior studies. I found it fascinating and I had to implement the knowledge right away because my car wouldn't start on the day of my final and I had to borrow another vehicle. After my final exam, another student asked me to assist with his presentation. He connected a little device to my finger and was able to show the whole class how my body was responding to my stress level that day. I became convinced about how closely connected our physical and emotional health are. Even though the four men brought the paralytic to be healed, the first words of Jesus were, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Mark 2, verse 5. This was the man's greatest need, so Jesus dealt with it first. We all need to know that we are at peace with God and that we are forgiven. There is no deeper realization for a human being. The scribes started questioning Jesus in their minds because they doubted his authority to forgive sins. The forgiveness of sin was, and is always, the greatest miracle. But it happens on the inside, and therefore they doubted it. Jesus asked them, "Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk?'" Mark 2, verse 9. And before receiving a response, he went on, "But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet, and go home." Mark 2, verses 10 and 11. In other words, yes, just get up. I can forgive sins, and I can heal you. Both forgiveness and healing are impossible things for mankind to perform, but both are possible for God. He is the healer of mind, body, and soul, and the man got up, picked up his pallet, and went. Are you in desperate need today? Do you need forgiveness? Are you in need of getting up from your mat of depression or inadequate feelings? Are you paralyzed by guilt or shame? His miracle starts in our soul. He offers forgiveness and peace. Our confidence is in the blood of Jesus. So, get up, pick up, go.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!